Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Carroll. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Carroll. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reeves. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scarrett throws the ball into Rein who tags Falk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 0 in the game. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Reeves moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. Barrett scores. Skarrat moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Danny McFadden now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter bunts for a single. Sewell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Farrell moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan throws to second for one, and Rhine throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Farrell scores. Porter scores. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Fonseca moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Bill Narlsky pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cicero pinch hits for Hal Rhine. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Narlsky now playing shortstop. Ed Connolly now catching. Ed Durham now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoddup takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoddup moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoddup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skarrat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Skarrat moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote strikes out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Narlski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Narlski reaches second base with a double. Skarrat scores. Reagan scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoddup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Narlski moves to third. Two outs. Casper Asbjornsson pinch hits for Ed Durham. Casper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell pinch runs for Casper Asbjornsson. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Russell moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing second base. Alex Gaston now catching. Milt Gaston now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Hodapp scores. It's 6-to-4, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-to-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Barrett moves to second. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Skerritt hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.